The White House Report.
Freedom of the press is actively being challenged at the White House. According to the Washington Post, President Trump is not happy with some of the tough questions coming at him, be it in the Rose Garden, the Oval Office, or even in press conferences. President Trump is said to have talked with his senior officials, to include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary, about possibly banning or blacklisting some of the media. Well, up until now, she's kind of stopped him from doing that. But according to reports, he's ready to do that. And guess who's on the list? Jim Acosta of CNN, and yours truly, April Ryan of AURN and CNN political analyst. Over the weekend, I got a chance to talk to someone who was very irate about the idea that the White House would blacklist reporters. I talked with one of the stars of the Broadway sensation Hamilton, James Monroe Iglehart, who plays Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson in the play.
It doesn't matter whether you don't want her to ask the questions. It doesn't matter whether you want to answer the questions. The questions need to be asked. James. And if you can't answer them, that's fine. Everybody else will. So you just keep asking.
At this point, there's been no contact from the White House to reporters as to saying they are banned. But we will wait and see. Once again, the First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution, created hundreds of years ago by our founding fathers, created freedom of the press so that there can be an accountability piece where reporters can ask questions of presidents. It's part of the accountability of the Fourth Estate, the first line of questioning an American president. April Ryan, AURN News.